driver and frequently uses the tunnels, would it save money if there were speed cameras at the start and end of the tunnels? Then you might not need the tunnel police and could save money that way. They aren't just there to catch speed, are they?
No, they're there to oversee the full safety of the Mersey tunnels, and I think we're very sort of proud of the very, very good job they do when we have emergencies and sort of significant issues in the tunnels. One of the things we have always looked at is the ways that in which we do charge the toll, and potentially are the ways of moving to things where there's improved technology. We do think it's important to potentially keep a toll plaza, because that helps deal with the processing of traffic better, particularly when you look at the Queensway tunnel. If you didn't have that toll plaza in Birkenhead, you could end up with a situation of a lot of traffic backing up in the tunnel as it exits at the Liverpool end, and that wouldn't be safe. So whilst we look at all the options, we think that the current sort of plaza arrangement is the best and safest way of processing the traffic.
Yeah, sometimes though you don't advance the advance notice of closures. It's lousy. I mean, on many occasions I've driven back from Wirral and I don't know that the Birkenhead's closed until I get there. And then I have to go all the way back to the Wallasey. Why is that? Why can't you have proper signage?
And I think that's a really good point, Roger. We're always looking at how we can continue to improve that. One of the things that we sometimes have challenges with is with regard to football matches, because a lot of our work that we do on the tunnels obviously is in the middle of the night, because that's when there's lower usage and that makes more sense to do it then. But on occasions we find that the fixture list for the football comes out, we plan work around that, and then the fixtures then change because of TV and things like that, and it's difficult to then reprogram the maintenance work because it would give us an additional cost, which then puts more pressure on things like the tolls. So it's a bit of a challenge, but we're always looking at how we can sort of communicate that better, and sort of better signage on the wider road network's important, better kind of communication through people like yourselves here at Radio Merseyside, through the local press, through the internet, Twitter, Facebook, all those kind of things. We're always looking to develop to improve and get better at what we do.
Trevor from Horlicks.